Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine. And they ordered some MRIs, and the MRIs came back conclusive that there are two masses in my body right now, near my spine. And I came here tonight because I needed the devil to know that nothing you throw at this family, from trying to give my wife cancer last year, to trying to take my son out last year, to trying to give my daughter pneumonia and take her out, not one thing he can do is going to prosper. It did not say the weapons wouldn't hurt, it just say they wouldn't prosper. Now I am not as athletic as Ty. He got a six pack, I got a 40 ounce. But I came here tonight. Since the miracle started last night and the lady got healed from lupus, I realized that I'm not just here to preach to y'all. I need to declare right now that the doctor's report saw something, but as of tonight, I just need them to know, he turned it! You will not get my praise, devil. Everybody had me. Tell me, Tommy. Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle. He has a miracle.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my
you
And strengthen you through the word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about you guys joining us on this morning. We're just excited, Listen, remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. You can tell them to call in and be a part of the show. It's live. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. If you want to have prayer, if you guys have a testimony you want to share, or maybe you just want to come on in and just chime in on the conversation on today, listen, remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor to come on in and join us. That number again is 563-999-3628, press 1, and we will be glad to acknowledge you and let you come on in and share with us on this morning. You know how we do it on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us talk to the Lord and let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that's attached to this broadcast on today. God, we thank you for the will and the way that it's being made. We thank you for caring in the place that we're in right now, God. God, we thank you for being a stay, a mainstay in our life right now, God. God, because we understand that we cannot do anything without you. We trust you. We lean on you. We depend on you. God, on this Man Up Monday broadcast, God, our prayer today is, God, that you would lift up the hearts and the mind of every man that is under the sound of our voice on today. God, our prayer is that you would strengthen them where they would build them up, God, when on their leaning side. Strengthen their hearts and their minds, God. As they listen in on the broadcast today, we ask that you will pull them into the place where you need them to be. God, let them know that they are strong and they are established in you, and that the enemy cannot get past your hand that is over their life. God, guide them, meet them, and provide for them in every way. God, in our prayer is that you would do it, God, in their favor. In Jesus' mighty name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. As always, guys, you know, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of our great countries that are listening in. We want to say thank you so much for your continued support. My soapbox moment is I take every Monday when you guys are on. Some of these rural countries that are listening in, if they're caught with a scripture, not Bible, but a scripture, people of God, these people's lives are at jeopardy. Some of them are sold into slavery. Some of them are taken and put into the streets and made examples out of. Some of these people, their families are split, and they're put into work camps, and these people are just their lives are just turned upside down. But what I want you to do today is I pray, as I present these names to you, I want you to lift up these names. I want you to lift up these countries. You may not know each country by name, but in your prayer time, say, Father, bless those countries that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That way you can cover everything. We need to target our prayers. Say, Lord, bless and keep and protect those countries that are listening in that want to get closer to you. I'm not telling you how to pray. I'm just telling you what I know would work. So you just target your prayer toward those countries and say, Father, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their lives and fix the situation. Turn the hearts of the taskmasters is what we pray. Amen, amen. So I want you guys to make sure that you take that time out today. Put that on your agenda. Put that on your to-do list. Put that on your prayer list, that there's countries that are listening in, that they are covered and kept and protected by those lives that are listening in, those that are seeking to have more of Jesus in their life. Amen? Amen. So please make sure that you put those countries up before the Lord. Let us go ahead on and make sure we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States of Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and we have Italy. Thank God for each and every last one of you guys that are listening. We also have Thailand as well, so we want to make sure that we acknowledge Thailand. And we want to say thank you guys so much for partnering with us. And we ask that we our prayer is the Lord will continue to move by his power and by his strength to do great things in your life. Amen, to do great things in your life. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful that you guys are tuned in and listened in and partnering up with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our prayer is that you guys are continued, protected, and watched over is our prayer. Amen? Okay, amen. So let us also share our morning scripture with you on this morning. Our morning scripture comes from the book of Proverbs, and it's going to be chapter 16. Proverbs 16, and it said, commit thy ways unto the Lord, thou shall be established. Commit thy ways to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. I'm going to read that again. Commit thy ways to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So I want you guys to make sure that you take those kinds of subscription. And I started taking those passages of scripture and start meditating on those, because that would definitely bless your life. That would definitely bless your life. Amen. So remember to commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So remember to put those scriptures in your memory banks and hold on to those scriptures. That'll be your meditation on them in this week as you go through Proverbs 16 and 3. Proverbs 16 and 3. Listen, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to play one more song. And once we play this song, we will go ahead on and we will go into our message on this morning. So let us go ahead on and play this last song, and then we'll go ahead on and go into the message.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life, and where would I go? Oh my, how would I handle things, all that I know? your hallelujah. You know my end, Lord. From the very start, you know my heart. Everybody, just say. Gotta mean it from your heart.
There's a word I want to lift in your hearing found in the Gospel of Matthew at chapter number 2, verses 1 through verse number 12. This scripture is often read at Christmas time, but I want to talk tonight about the sacrifice of biblical worship. The sacrifice of biblical worship. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." We have seen his star in the east and we have come to worship him. We have seen his star in the east and we have come to worship him. Thank you. You may be seated. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Verses 1 through 12 is the story of the Magi, the wise men who have come from the east to pay homage, to give adoration and praise to this one who is born King of the Jews. By way of introduction, there are 7 or 8 things that they do in their worship that pertains or ought to pertain to each of us, and I will not spend all night talking about all 7 or 8 of these. I just want to mention them to you by way of introduction, that their worship was intentional, it was volitional, it was personal, confrontational, emotional, effectual, relational, but most of all, their worship was sacrificial. The sacrifice of biblical worship. A whole lot of the worship wars that happened in the early 90s, in the early 2000s, conflict over whether or not worship should be traditional or contemporary, whether there should be pipe organs or keyboards. Those things are superfluous and mundane. It doesn't matter whether or not you have a traditional worship or a contemporary worship. It does not matter if it's a praise team or a chancel choir. It does not matter if you have a pipe organ or Hammond B3. Worship, when it is real, is in spirit and in truth. And I want to mention to you tonight, I'm not going to charge you for this. I'm just going to give you this for free. When you really come to worship, be careful who you sit by. Because not everybody came to worship. Not everybody here tonight came to worship. Be careful when you really want to worship God, that you find you a section, find you a role, find you a group of people who look like they're glad to be in the service just one more time. As a matter of fact, you have my permission right in the middle of this sermon that if you are seated next to somebody who look like they can't smile and they can't wave their hands and they're too stuck up to open their mouths and they're too sophisticated to give God the praise, you have my permission to move right now. Find you somebody who look like they are grateful that God gave them another chance, because he didn't have to let us get here tonight. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. If nobody else wants to give God the praise, if nobody else wants to worship God tonight, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in. If you don't want to praise him, I will. If you don't want to tell him thank you, I will. If you don't want to give him glory, I will. If you don't want to magnify his name, leave me alone. I'm going to give God my praise, because I've got so much to be grateful for. They came to worship this child. Their worship, the sacrifice of a biblical worship, as we look at it in the text, it relates to us tonight because it cost them their time. It cost them their time. They came from ancient Mesopotamia, several hundred miles. It took them several months at great expense to come to worship this Jesus. Real worship, beloved, is an investment in time. You've got to give God time in prayer, time in dealing with sin in your life, time in getting your heart right for worship. There are some people at Lily Grove, we start at 7:30, and there are some people at Lily Grove who get there at 6 o'clock in the morning. They get there early, they find their seat, they settle themselves down, and they get their hearts right for worship. They are already in there praying for me, that God will stand up in me and use me to preach his word. They're already praying that the choir will sing with power and conviction. They came early. They came on purpose to make sure that their hearts were right for worship. They didn't rush in and come all the way from the back and disturb the worship while the ushers trying to show them a seat. They want to go sit where they want to sit, and they want to do what they want to do and get there late and parade down the aisle because they want to be seen. No, they get there early because worship is an investment in your time. I need to say to us, Church Without Walls, that when you see people who truly worship in public, you are looking at people who truly worship in private. If you can't worship God publicly, more than likely you're not worshiping God privately. If you're not praising God at your house, I doubt seriously that you will ever praise him at his house. If you are not giving God your time, I'm sure that worship for you is routine and mundane. Can I help us tonight? We complain about how far it is to get to the church. And we work all the week long, and pastor expect us here on Tuesday night, and then we got to come to usher's meeting, and then we got to come to choir rehearsal, and then we got to get here for all these services on Sunday morning. I need some time for myself. And the devil will tell you, listen, girl, if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else will. And then you convince yourself that you're giving the Lord too much time, and it's too much time at the church. And if you got a weak husband, he'll tell you, you're at the church too much. You're always at that church. You need to spend some time with me. You ought to be careful with that. Because, listen, my daughter went to the Travis Scott concert Saturday night. She started getting ready at 12 o'clock Saturday during the day. It took her all day to get ready to go to a concert Saturday night. Travis Scott and Kanye West and all those people showed up there, and 50,000 or more people were there, your members and ours, at the Travis Scott concert like Astroworld is going to ever come back. And they over there making noise and dancing and cutting up. My daughter was so hoarse she couldn't hardly talk Sunday morning, hollering and screaming for Kanye and Travis Scott when they weren't getting any of the money from those people. Nobody at that concert thought about how much time it took to get there. Because you have time for what you want to have time for. I wish I had two or three witnesses here. Somebody here ought to help me testify. When you were going to the club, when you were going to parties, you didn't start dancing at the club. You were in the mirror getting ready. I wish I had three or four more club goers here. You were already ready when you got to the party. I wish I had one or two more witnesses here. Look like to me, when you're on your way to church, you ought to start getting ready when you wake up. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. And by the time you get to church, you're so energized and so enthusiastic because you took your time to get to God's house to give God your time. You have time for what you want to have time for. You spend your time on what you want to spend your time on. And people who don't give God any time are not real worship. I'm so sick of young adults talking about y'all make too many demands of us at church. And y'all always got something for us to do at the church. We can't spend all our time at the church. And my answer to them is always the same. When did you think I started pastoring? I didn't start pastoring when I was old. I started pastoring as a young adult. I never had a young adult life to speak of. I started preaching at 18. I started pastoring at 20. And so I never had a young adult life. I've never been to a club. I've never been drunk. I never smoke weed. All of those things are on my bucket list. I can't wait till I retire from the pastor. I'm going to a club. I'm going to get drunk. And I'm going to... So I'm telling you, if you hear about it, I'm telling you right now, that's what's going to happen. So I've spent all my life in church. And brothers and sisters, hear me. I don't regret one minute of giving my life to the Lord Jesus Christ because I didn't waste my time on foolish pursuits. I sought the Lord in my youth. I came to God when I was young. I gave God the best years of my life because I recognize I and you have an expiration date. And so I want to give God my time while I can. I don't don't ever think it's too much time to go to church. I don't ever think you spend too much time in church. You don't spend enough time in church. I'm not just talking about young adults now. There's some old folk who talk silly like that. Some old people who say, I went to church so much when I was young that I don't need to go to church that much now. I went to church so much when I was... What you think old folk need to do but go to church? You can't do nothing else but go to church. No, they gave the Lord Jesus their time. But I came tonight to talk about this second point. They came and they gave him their treasure. Real worship costs you time. Real worship costs you, secondly, treasure. They came and they brought not inexpensive gifts. They brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. They brought their treasure. They brought their treasure. And tonight, Church Without Walls, Lily Grove members of other churches who are here, you ought not be stingy with your treasure. You ought to give God your treasure. I said, you ought to give God your treasure. I was preaching Sunday morning, and the Holy Spirit led me to that. I hadn't thought about it until I stood up. In that passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that talks about our redemption through his blood according to the riches of his grace. We have redemption through his blood according to the riches of his grace. And I hadn't thought about it until I stood up. The Holy Spirit revealed to me in that text that there's a difference between giving out of your riches and giving according to your riches. There's a difference between giving out of your riches and giving according to your riches. If you make $200,000 a year and you give God $20, you are giving out of your riches. But if you make $200,000 a year and give God $20,000, you're giving according to your riches. Are y'all listening to me? When God blesses you, you ought to give to the Lord according to your riches, because God saved us according to the riches of his grace. God did not save us out of his grace. He saved us according to his grace, meaning he saved us more than we need to be saved. His salvation is more than we will ever be able to need. He just super abundantly saved us. And since God saved us in super abundance, we ought to give in super abundance. It's a privilege to give to the Lord. And then it's a privilege to have something to give to the Lord. Somebody ought to help me preach here tonight. I'm trying to leave that alone. But you remember that woman with that alabaster box? She came with her alabaster box of expensive perfume. That alabaster box, the jar that contained the perfume, the alabaster stone can only be found in Egypt. And the perfume to make the expensive nard or the expensive perfume housed in that alabaster box comes from a plant that only grows in the Himalayan mountains. And so she has this expensive alabaster jar, the stone that comes from Egypt, and a plant that grows in the Himalayan mountains. And when she comes to where Jesus is, she could have easily dabbed the perfume on him, because it was that expensive and that fragrant. But because she loved him so much, she broke open the alabaster box and poured the perfume on him to demonstrate how much she loved him. Can I help you with that? She could have taken that perfume and just hit the right spot. Because when it's expensive, you ain't got to spray it all over the place. You just dab it in the right spots, and the perfume goes all over the place. The reason some of y'all can't praise God tonight is because you dabbing your praise. You dabbing your time. You dabbing your Bible study. You dabbing your giving to the Lord. But for those of us who have broken open our alabaster box because we've got so much to be grateful for, we don't mind praising God with everything we have, even our treasure. I mentioned this to Lily Grove, that there was an old lady at the church where I used to pastor, my home church. I pastored my home church 10 years. And there was a lady in our church named Katie Hill. Miss Katie was 99 years old. Beautiful black woman. Beautiful skin. Gorgeous hair. Miss Katie was a beautiful woman at 99 years old. I wish I could have known her in her 40s and her 30s. But she was a beautiful woman at 99 years old. Miss Katie was feisty and full of spunk. She walked 5 miles from her house to come to my house to bring me a birthday gift in June in the hot sun, my birthday, June 27th. Miss Katie walked all the way to my house. And when I saw her outside, she knocked on the door. I opened the door. I said, Miss Katie, you didn't have to do that. You could have called me, and I would have come to your house to get it. She said, if I wanted you to come to my house to get it, I would have called you. But Miss Katie was a sweet, sweet woman at 99 years old. And her daughter was named Helen, and Miss Helen worked at the hospital. But there were some times when Miss Helen went to work, and Miss Katie dressed herself. And when Miss Katie dressed herself, she put on all her jewelry. Every ring on her finger, every necklace around her neck, and she bathed herself in Estee Lauder perfume. I could tell when Miss Helen had gone to work, because Miss Katie put all her jewelry on, all her rings, all her necklaces, and you could smell the Estee Lauder down the street. And Miss Katie would not let me leave that church until she kissed me on the lips every Sunday morning. One Sunday, my wife had to work and she wasn't at church, and Miss Katie would kiss me on the lips every Sunday morning with all her jewelry, all her necklaces, and you could smell the Estee Lauder perfume. My wife wasn't at church that Sunday. When I got home, she said, you've been hugging Miss Katie, ain't you? I said, how you know? She said, you smell like Estee Lauder perfume. Can I help somebody with that? When you've been with Jesus, when you've really been worshiping and giving God the glory and opening your mouth and raising your hands, when you leave the church without walls, people ought to know where you've been because you smell like Jesus. You look like Jesus. You talk, you act, you sound like Jesus. If God has been good to you and you really came to worship, don't just worship God with your time, but loose your treasure. I know you don't have this problem, Pastor West. But we've built all that magnificent sanctuary over there at Lily Grove to the tune of over $25 million. And some members of our church have left to go to another church because they say it's too big. All that church. And they're getting out of there talking about it's too big. I think it's a black thing. Because you like a club that's small and smoking. Somebody ought to help me preach here tonight. Cramped and you can't hardly get in there. And soon as the man puts some black and white tile on the floor and big screen televisions up, you go to another club. This is it. The same thing happened with them. When they were in Fourth Ward and they had that little hole in the wall, the line was around the building. Now they got a place with aquariums and nice seating and all. You can sit anywhere you want. Because we leave because we don't want to pay. We don't want to give. But you go down 59 over at the Lakewood Church, over there at Voss at Second Baptist, and then you marvel at what white people are able to do at their churches. Yes, they can do all of that with your money. Bring us some money. See how quiet you got right there? Bring us some time. Bring us some treasure. It's amazing we get done what we get done with the people we have to get it done with. It's just the grace of God that our doors are still open because we still have people who are shouting on credit. All this building is built, all of this magnificence, all this opulence, all of this beauty, and you shouting and haven't given God any treasure. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you love God, you will give him your treasure. If you love the church, you will give God your time. If you love how God is blessing you, then you start giving God your praise, not out of your blessings, but according to your blessings. And brothers and sisters, as I hurry, if every one of us tonight would start counting our blessings and start praising God according to our blessings, we'd be here till in the morning telling God, thank you for all you've done for me. Thank you for the many doors you've opened. Thank you for the tears you've dried. Thank you for the prayers you've answered. Thank you for the ways you've made. I don't just want to praise God out of my blessings. I want to praise God according to my blessings. He satisfies my mouth with good things. He renews my strength like the eagle. God has been good to me. God has been good to you. And if God has ever blessed you, praise him, not out of your blessings, but according to your blessings. They brought their time. It cost their treasure. And then finally, real worship, the sacrifice of biblical worship, will cost you your testimony. It will cost you your reputation. It'll cost you how people look at you. It'll cost you your supposed importance. A pretty good thing to remember next time you come in church is to check your ego at the door. Put your self-esteem, leave your self-esteem in the car. Because there ain't no superstar here but Jesus Christ. Leave your degrees on the outside. Leave your pretty way you look at yourself and fix your mouth when you smile. Leave all of that at home. Leave all your the trappings of what you think is success at home, and come and give God your best praise. Look at what they did. They represented a priestly class that held significant power in ancient Mesopotamia. They were known in Persia as the kingmakers. We usually think that it was just three wise men who came because they opened three treasures. But they traveled usually in a retinue of 12 with armed guards. When you read the scripture says Herod was terrified. He would not have been afraid of just three old wise men. They came with armed guards because they were important, significant, prestigious men. But they left their pride and their prestige outside when they went to worship Jesus Christ. They left their significance outside, because Jesus was to be worshiped. And if you're going to worship Jesus, you can't worship him and you at the same time. Brothers and sisters, these educated, sophisticated men left all pretense on the outside because they came to Jesus Christ. And here is what made them wise, and I'm in my seat. When they came to Jesus, they bowed down. And tonight, when you come to Jesus, put your head down. Put your ego aside. Bow down, genuflect, fall on your knees, because he's worthy to be praised. Not only did they bow down, but they opened their treasures. They opened their gifts. And tonight, Church Without Walls, Pastor West, members of this church needs you to open your gifts. Somebody needs to be used here tonight. You are gifted and you need to give God your gifts, but you're sitting on it because you're mad at somebody. Don't let anybody make you mad enough not to give God the praise. Don't let anybody get on your nerves enough that you can't come and give God your gifts. I said to members of our church, I ain't mad with nobody on Sunday. Now, we can cuss each other out on Monday, but I ain't mad with nobody on Sunday, because I'm not going to let anybody mess up Amazing Grace for me. I'm not going to let anybody stop me from hearing the word God has for me to hear because I'm mad with somebody sitting next to me. No. I came here to give God my praise, and then I came here, and you ought to come here to give God your gifts. The young people need you. The choir needs you. The ushers, the greeters, the Sunday school needs you. The food pantry needs you. You have gifts that God has blessed you with, and you are sitting on them because you want to be the president. You want a title. Stop worrying about your title and get you a testimony. Pharaoh had a title, but Moses had a testimony. Jezebel had a title, but Elijah had a testimony. Pilate had a title, but Jesus had a testimony. Agrippa had a title, but Paul had a testimony. Stop worrying about your titles and get you a testimony. Let God use you in the area of your gift. I'm trying to leave that alone, but you need to find out what your gifts are. Because if you can't sing, it's a pretty good chance that the choir is not your area of ministry. If you don't like children, children's church may not be the place for you. If you can't stand up long, maybe you can't be an usher. If you don't like people, maybe greeting is not your ministry. But there's something that you can do in the kingdom of God. If it's no more than finding an anteroom while the pastor is praying or preaching, that you'll be in that room praying that God will give free rein to the Holy Spirit to catch a fire in this church, that may be your gift. They bowed. They opened their gifts. But this last word and I'm through. The scripture says, after all of that, they went home another way. They bowed. They opened their gifts, and they went home another way. And once you have met Jesus, once you have come in contact with the man from Galilee, you got to go home another way. You're going to help me close this little sermon, won't you? All I've been trying to say to you, brothers and sisters, is that Jesus Christ is worthy. That word worthy comes from an old English word, worthship. It's a real estate term that means to make an appraisal. If you're really going to worship God tonight, you're going to have to make an appraisal. I've learned this from people who do real estate. I didn't know this until I talked to some people who do real estate. That word worthy comes from the old English word worthship. That is a real estate term that means to make an appraisal. There are several kinds of appraisals. There's what's called, I'm told, a laptop appraisal. A laptop appraisal is when you just sit in front of a computer and pull up the district where the house is in, if it's a mud district or if it's incorporated or unincorporated, or what kind of stores are in the area, and you just pull it up on a computer. You don't have to see it. You just make a laptop appraisal. And then there's what's called a drive-by appraisal. A drive-by appraisal is a little more than a laptop appraisal, because you drive in the neighborhood to see what kind of streets are in the neighborhood. See the value of the houses in the neighborhood. How far is the church from the house? How far is the Galleria? How far are hospitals and banks and the post office? That's a drive-through appraisal. But then the final appraisal is what's called a walk-through appraisal. A walk-through appraisal is different from a laptop and a drive-by appraisal, because you get out the car, close the door, walk on the sidewalk, open the front door, go in the house, count how many rooms are there, how many closets, where the sink, where the bathrooms, stand up and jump on the foundation to make sure that it's steady and the foundation is good. You walk all around the house on the outside. You go in the loft. You go around to see if there is some good foundation and brick and everything is the way it's supposed to be. You walk through to make a final appraisal. Some of you can't worship tonight like you ought to worship, because you've been doing a laptop appraisal. You just watch other people praise God. It really doesn't mean that much to you. You just come to church because it's just on your way to Luby's, or it's on your way to Papa Do's, or you just come here every Sunday. You just used to come in here. That's a laptop appraisal. And then some of you do a drive-by appraisal. You drive by Bible study. You drive by prayer meeting, you drive by choir rehearsal, or you drive by here on the second and the fourth Sunday, or the first and the third Sunday, or you come just on the first to take the Lord's Supper and we don't see you until the other month comes in. That's a drive-by appraisal. That's a little better than a laptop appraisal, but it still ain't nothing. You're still not worshiping God as He is worthy to be worshiped. But thank God there are some of us who know how to do a walk-through appraisal. We've been through some stuff. God has opened some doors for us. God has raised some friends for us. God has put down some enemies for us. God has dried our tears. God has been with us in the midst of our storm. And you're not going to make us deny the goodness of God. It doesn't matter how you look at us when we are praising God. It doesn't matter how you criticize us when we are giving God the glory. We don't care nothing about how you stare at us. It doesn't bother us that you think we are making too much noise. We didn't come here for you. We didn't come here to impress you. We didn't come here to make sure that we didn't get on your nerves. We came here because we had a hard week last week. Our children are giving us the blues. Our health is failing. Old age is coming on. We are always at the doctor's office, but God still gives us the strength to make our way to the house of God. And we have not done a laptop appraisal. because God is worth more than a little laptop appraisal. We have not done a drive-by appraisal. God's been too good to us for us to do a drive-by on Sunday morning. But there are some of us who do a walk-through appraisal because God ought to be worshipped on a Tuesday night. We ought to give God the glory on a Tuesday night because he's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise. I mention this to our congregation from time to time. If you can think about it, I need you to get a little 3x5 index card and put a little note by your seat next Sunday. Don't do it right now. They're going to be looking at you. But next Sunday, just get you a 3x5. Or if they can't read little small letters, get you an 8x11 sheet of paper and write a disclaimer at the top of it. And put it down by your Bible or by your umbrella or by your purse and say, this is a disclaimer. If you're going to sit by me, it's going to get noisy. If you're going to sit on this row, I'm going to get loud. If you're going to be in my section, I'm going to wave my hand. I'm going to tell God, thank you. I'm going to make a whole lot of racket. If that gets on your nerves, you might want to find you another seat. I'm looking at some of you sophisticated people in here, some of you educated folk in here, some of you people in gated communities in here. I'm looking at you looking like you don't know what I'm talking about. And you're saying to yourself, it don't take all of that. You don't have to carry on like that. That's ignorant. That's old-timey. That's old-fashioned. You sweat too much. You holler too much. And so they want to go to a church where there's no hollering, where there's no cutting up and shouting and carrying on and making noise. Well, there are some churches where you can find that. But in this church, there are some walk-through appraisals. There are some people here who've been through storm and rain. There's somebody here, God kept you when you were about to lose your mind. God made a way when you were down to your last dime. God picked you up, turned you around. Place your feet on solid ground. You ought to tell somebody, it may not take all of that for you, but you speak for yourself. It takes all of that for me. He's done so much. He's done so much. He's been so good that I've got to praise his name. He's opened so many doors. I've got to tell God, thank you. You don't mind if I talk about him, do you? You don't mind if I mention his name, do you? He's been so good to me that every time I stand up to preach, I gotta call his name. You don't mind if I go through it, do you? He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend when you're friendless. Bread when you're hungry. He's water when you're thirsty. Y'all know him, don't you? He's God's only son. He's Mary's baby boy. He's James and Jude's older brother. He's Matthew's king. He's Mark's suffering servant. He's Luke's great physician. He's John's word made flesh. He's Acts coming of the Holy Ghost. He's the only begotten of the Father. He's the blessed and the only potentate. He's the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the rose of Sharon. Distinctive in supernatural capacity. Superlative in sovereign majesty. Exclusive in spiritual beauty. Radiant in eternal splendor. Matchless in supernal deity. He's the God of gods. He's the Prince of princes. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the bright and the morning star. Is there anybody here who knows my Jesus? Is there anybody here who knows my Lord? If the Lord opened doors for you, come on, help me praise him. If the Lord
made a way for you, and you don't mind lifting your hands. If the Lord brought you out, and you don't mind telling him thank you, why don't you tell him thank you, 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 thank you for my mother, thank you for my father, thank you for Jesus. One Friday, he died, didn't he die? But Sunday morning, he arose. I know he's alright. I know he's alright. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. And the joy, joy, joy. You don't mind if I tell my story, do you? The reason why I shout so much, the reason why I praise so much, is because 7 years ago, I was in the hospital, and the doctor said I would only live 2 hours. But here I am at the Church Without Walls testifying. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Then the doctor said, if he lives, you're going to have to put him in a nursing home. He'll be a vegetable the rest of his life. But here I am in the pulpit at the Church Without Walls, clothed and in my right mind. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Why don't you grab somebody? Why don't you encourage somebody? Tell them whatever you're going through, he's able. Whatever you are up against, he's able. He's able. He's able. I know he's alright.
Subscribe to Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every week with powerful preaching from ministers and pastors all across the nation that seek to encourage people all over the world through the word of Jesus Christ. You will also find gospel songs and old-time hymns that...
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. We hope something was said or done on today's broadcast that will bless, magnify, and glorify the Lord that is in your life. We thank you for taking out the time to listen in. We hope that the word that was shared on today was a word of encouragement, was a word of strength, was a word of power, was a word of grace, was a word that can help you. The sacrifice of our worship, the sacrifice of our worship is what changes our condition. Believe it or not. If you really want to just dissect this thing down real good, the sacrifice of worship is what transitions and changes our very condition. Our sacrifice of our worship, ladies and gentlemen, is what changes, what pulls God to us. Watch what happens. Watch again. Watch. The Bible says when the praises go up,
the blessings come down. It also tells us they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, listen to me real close. I want you to get real close to your phone, get real close to your radio, get real close to whatever you're listening to us on. I want you to understand something real clear, that when you worship God, you give God everything you got. Plus, come on, put a pin right there. You're going to give God everything you got. We can give the world everything that we got. We can go to every place, everything. We can go to every show, every concert, every comedian that comes to the city. But watch this. What happens if we started doing that, doing church like that, showing up and worshiping God with everything that we got, giving God, pouring ourselves out as a drink offering onto the altar, and allowing God to move by his power and by his strength to show up, not only just show up, but show up mightily in our life? What would happen if we turned over our plate and gave a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of fasting, to turn over our plate, to sacrifice the word, to take the word and to apply the word to our life? What would happen when we turn, God help me right through here, when we turn those things over to God and stop worrying about our sacrifice of a release to give God everything that we got and say, okay, God, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to stand at. This is what I want you to do for me. And I'm going to step back and I'm going to allow you to be God and worship him in the midst of it, and give God glory. Why? Come here, let me bless you. Give God glory while he's doing it. Begin to worship him. Begin to glorify the name of the Lord. Come here. Begin to give God everything that you got, because it is in him you live. It's in him you breathe. It's in him that you have your being. You cannot do anything without him. So learn how to, God help me, learn how to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. There is power in your worship. There is power in your worship. Watch this. The Levites did something. The Levites were the worshipers. Jehoshaphat had an army that he was going up against, and the Lord told him, he said, send out the Levites, send out the worshipers. Anytime you got an issue, anytime you got a circumstance, anytime you got a situation, you may not be the best singer in the world. You may not come in, let me help you. You may not have the right voice. You may not be able to hold the tune like you need to hold your tune. But I promise you, if you do a sacrifice of worship, if you get some worship music going and you just sing along with the worship, I promise you there will be some walls that will fall down for you. When you learn how to worship, that you worship God, and the place where you need to worship, and that will shift some, come on here, there will be some things that will shift. There are some places that will shift, but you got to learn how to give him everything. Learn how to release everything to him and watch what God will do. Some of y'all under the sound of a voice, you say, well, Apostle, I don't know how to worship. It's not a complicated thing. It's not a real difficult thing. YouTube can be a real good force. You get on YouTube and just punch in worship music, and you just begin to open up your mouth and just start to thank God. That's all worship is, giving back to him what he's giving to you, giving him thanks for giving to you what he gave to you. Thank you, Father, for just being God. Thank you, Lord, for just being my peace. Thank you, Lord, for being my hope. Thank you, Lord, for being my joy. Thank you, Lord, for being my peace. Thank you, Lord, for showing up. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every shackle and every chain. God, thank you for just being God. And you just lift up your hands. This is not a sign, ladies and gentlemen, of you giving up. This is a sign of surrendering yourself to God. When you learn how to lift your hands, God help me right through here, when you learn how to lift up your hands in the midst of all of that you got going on, he will fix your situation. He will turn this thing to make it work for your good. All things work together for the good of the living who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. can be made manifest not only just in your life, but it can be made manifest for your life. Learn how to worship him. Learn how to thank him for who he is and what he is doing and how he's doing what he's doing. I promise you that your situation will turn. I promise you your situation will get better. I promise you that your situation will transform and transition in your life. Learn how to worship God. Learn how to trust him in spirit. Trust him in the midst of what's going on. They that worship him, worship him in spirit and in truth. Learn how to trust him in it. Learn how to worship him in it. Learn how to know that even when you can't see him, he's right there. And he'll do great things for you. Amen. Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice, that we pray to take out. God, those that are under the sound of our voice, that do not have a relationship with you. Father, our prayer is, God, that you would move by your power, by your strength. Do what you do best. God, cause them to know who you are. That he will show up. That you will be in the midst of them. Give them joy. Give them peace. Give them strength. And watch. And watch in your finite mind. Watch how God moves. For he is worthy to be praised. Great is the name of the Lord. And worthy is it to be praised. So we thank you for working every place, working every situation, working every circumstance, and being God all by yourself. God, we know that you are God. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. So we trust you beyond what we see. So we know that you will do what you said you're going to do. And that is be God and be big in our life. So we are grateful. We are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Yes, God, we are grateful. We are grateful for you being who you are and where you are in our life. And we thank you for all things working together for the good. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, those of you all who was under the sound of my voice, Romans 10 and 9 simply says this, that if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. There are those that were under the sound of my voice. You made that conscious decision this morning to give your life to Christ. So let me give you these three keys, those of you who had crossed over and gave your life to Christ on today. I want to give you something that you could work with, something that will help you. This first key is get you a really good Bible because you're going to need the basic instructions before leaving Earth. The B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, basic instruction before leaving Earth. You're going to need that because that's going to be the very thing that's going to help you. It's going to keep you strong. It's going to keep you at peace. It's going to keep you with joy. It's going to keep you with strength. It's going to guide you. It's going to meet you in every place. God is able to do that for you. Just get that Bible. Now watch this. The second thing you need to do is get your church on. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. We're currently at 3029 Wayne Street here in Houston, Texas, and that zip is 77026. Again, that's 3029 Wayne Street. That's in Houston, Texas, and that zip is 77026. Come by. We have a 3 o'clock service that we have on Sundays at 3 o'clock. We have those Sunday services, and we would love for you to be a part of those Sunday services. Just come on by and join in with us and be a part of what God is doing at the Abba House International. And the next thing that we want to do, you want to make sure that man and that woman of God that is before you that is preaching that gospel, they are preaching the gospel and they live the gospel that they preach. Amen. And we'll say that again because it blesses you. There's going to be some times where you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make that decision. You're going to have to make that conscious decision. Okay, if this person is living what they're preaching. So I want you to make sure that you take out that time to make sure that you get to know that pastor, get to know that preacher, know if that preacher is living the life that he says that he's preaching. So I want you to make sure that you take a really good look at that pastor and make sure that that is a man or a woman of God that is standing before you, that is preaching the true and living gospel, and their life mimics what they're preaching. Amen? Amen. So in that, I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. So make sure that you, as they say in the old church, govern yourself according to those announcements. Make sure that you find your church home. Make sure you find your good pastor. Make sure you get your Bible, because those things are going to bless and keep your life. Amen? Amen. Those of you who would desire to sow into this ministry, you can do so. We have three ways that you can do so. One is through our Cash App, which is WGC2020. That's WGC2020. You can also go to your Zelle and your PayPal. Your Zelle is going to be 346-419-5960. That number again is 346-419-5960. Again, that's 346-419-5960. You could go and you could go there and do those cash through your Zelle. Also through your PayPal. You can go through your PayPal, and it's paypal.me/worldwidegc, and that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. You can connect with us either one of those ways to sow in a gift of giving. Please make those obligations payable to the Worldwide Gospel Connection when you put your when it's put in the memo. Just put to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That way, we could also have a record of you guys sowing. And we want to say thank you for your continued support for our Man Up Monday broadcast. And we're just excited about what God is doing and saying in this hour to the people of God. Amen? So continue to support and be a part of what God is doing. And we want to tell you, we love you, we appreciate you. God bless you. And thank you guys for continuing to come and to be a part of what God is doing with us and for us. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to end the broadcast. And we want to say thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for your continually being with us and just being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And thank you again so much for your love and support. Amen. So remember to tune in on next week. I'm sorry, on at the end of this week, on Thursday, for our Wednesday, Thursday, none other than Apostle Kashima Douglas will be live with her Wednesday, Thursday. So make sure you guys are connecting with her on Thursdays. At the same back time, the same back channel, she has some fantastic guests that will be a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection Wednesday, Thursday broadcast. So make sure that you are connecting with her and supporting and being supportive to her by connecting with her as well. So God bless you guys. You guys have a fantastic day. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you for your continued support and tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
and you are worthy.